I'm so glad, so glad I got him. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel, a way out of no way.
K-A-Y-D-K-Q-J-O-F-M. Praising him.
New music now.
Taylor, you to go.
Travis.
Nothing feels better than to know you, and nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything's gonna be alright. You mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking, and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it up with you every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games, oh. Don't change, cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
The unstoppable weight, unstoppable weight.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
To see his good. Of his power. Now I'm shouting hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some friends of mine, if they saw me from some years ago, they'd be saying, is that him? I can't believe it. What would they say about you? Is that her? I can't believe. Well, God, when he's in the business, there's nothing that he can't do. Is there anything too hard for God? Anything too hard? David declares, says, I've been a young man. I've been a king. I've been a soldier. I've been a praying man. And I also done some sinful thing. Took a man wife. Took a man life. She and I had a baby together. I've done some things. David would say. In other words, Brother Green, I've been in the ditch. If you think I have been in the ditch, look at the 51 number of Psalms. When he talks to the Lord and says, created me a clean heart and renew the right spirit that's within me. He said, I've not always been righteous, but I've always known the righteous Jew. Always to have some help in that. It is something when you know the righteous Jew. Because you know that your sins can be forgiven. There's some folk in this world, when you have your flashbacks, they always want you to remember how you used to be. You remember you used to be like this, and you used to be like this, and like this. Then someone got to come to them and tell them, do you remember like you used to be like that and like that? Because just like you know how someone else was, someone know how I come go with me. But don't ever let no one, first of all, put a benediction on your life. Don't let no one put a benediction on your life. And don't let no one allow to tell you how you used to be. You tell them how you are now. Yes, I used to be no good, low down, no count, however you want to say it. But by the grace of God, by the grace of God, I'm a newborn child of the King. Yes, this David could write about the story. David could tell the story. David really is the story. David, this young man, and a little boy, finds himself with his brother down at Jesse's house. Samuel makes his way to Jesse's house. But the Lord sent him there. So David says, you know, when I think about my life, I don't know, it comes to someone old, if it ain't, close to their 90s. And then you look at them and then they take a far stare and look like they've gone all the way back to the first century. And they would tell you, I remember how it used to be. I was once young. And the things that you're doing now, I did it already. So young folk, the things that you're doing now, it's already been done. The thing that I'm cutting up has already been done. Ain't not nothing new. You just gave it a different name, but it's still the same thing. Someone said there's nothing new under the sun. In other words, there's nothing man can do under God that's going to be new to God. It's going to be new to man, but it's going to be old to God. David said, I strolled back down memory lane. Little boy, move between. between my toes, cuckaburras in my head. Pocket tore off the back of my britches. Didn't have my hat on. Tending to my father's sheep. Sammy makes his way down to my daddy's house. Stand all of my brothers up because they were fine, handsome, good-looking, robust-looking kind of men. And they looked like him. They talked like him. They had a walk like a king. And when they were standing, you would think that they were associated with the king. But when he puts the awl over their head, when nothing comes down, nothing runs down to their feet. And Jesse, he said, Jesse, don't you have another boy? I said, yeah, I got another son. But the boy out there tending to my sheep, I want you to go somebody and send me some kids with their boys. Someone go over there and fetch him and bring him here because I need to see your whole household. You got to understand, he sent, God sent him there, not just to see David, but he sent him there for the whole household. Goes and get David, and David behind all these big fine-looking men that he has, and now he puts the oil over the bucket over here, but the oil begins to run. The grace and the glory begins to fall upon it. David looks, he says, you are the one that the Lord wants. So
yeah.
I can see David saying, now hold on here, I'm just a little boy. All I can do is lead a few sheep.
That's right.
But God's gonna take that little boy and produce him and make him lead me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You don't know what you're gonna be when you're little boys and little girls.
Yeah.
You don't know what the Lord is gonna do with them or do for them. You don't know how God is going to raise them up in the midst of the community. You don't know what God has in store for them. And you don't know what God has in store for you as a young man. And now David says, well, whatever the will is, I'm willing to go. So now watch closely, y'all. You see, because when you have a flashback, it make you sometimes sit up or tremble. That'll make you shake. Sometimes it shock you back into reality. Most times the soldiers have flashbacks. We call it post-traumatic. Because they think about something traumatic that has happened in their lives. And they got to take medication to keep them comfortable. But in David's case, there was no medicine for him, but the only medicine was the Lord. The only pharmaceutical he could see was the Lord and the word of God and the power of God. And God has blessed him to be a little lad leading sheep to become a king of Israel. Now, he has to be a leader. Now, leading sheep is tough. Leading people is tougher. Leading sheep. She may not talk back to you. She may not curse you out. We're leading God's people. Have mercy, love.